Just in time for northern Utah's winter smog season, federal environmental regulators are seeking public input on the latest plans to cut pollution spikes. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
State air quality regulators have known for years they'd have trouble reducing pollution fast enough to meet federal deadlines. And the Environmental Protection Agency made it official last month that Utah's winter smog spikes are indeed serious.
They have a year to put a plan together and get it to us, and they're working on it right now.
Carl Daly oversees air pollution for the six-state EPA region that includes Utah.
Meantime, Utah can begin implementing some of these control strategies to put themselves on this glide path to attaining the standard by December of 2019.
The new plan automatically includes pollution-cutting strategies the state's been adding over several years, like ultra-clean water heaters and personal care and cleaning products that create less pollution.
The biggest challenge is anticipating growth.
Bryce Bird leads Utah's pollution control efforts. He points out that vehicle exhaust emissions are declining thanks to new federal standards for cleaner cars and cleaner fuel. And Bird says the Sirius label now allows his agency to take a closer look at 18 smaller industrial polluters.
We're owning the problem. We're doing what we can to improve the situation that we have ahead of us. We're identifying as many things that we can to improve the situation that we have now, and always looking for new technologies to do what we do on a daily basis with fewer emissions.
The EPA is taking public comment on the new strategy through next week. Daly also encourages anyone concerned about air quality to get involved in the state's cleanup efforts. Judy Fays, KUER News.